Bura Bura Wajumana so na Maya fu no sa do do eh Bura Bura Wajumana so na Wajumaya fu no sa. We thank God for this morning. I want to wish the family, friends, and the whole church of our mother that has gone to be with the Lord our deepest condolences. Amen. I am pioneer, sir. Unyame, Christo, Eba Mayan Fahundie, Ewa, and Yaman Yaman from a bonny abunyahu, Ewa Yesu Dinimo, that Christ will set us free from every pain, from every hurt, from every situation, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Enti minya akuwa bio ye wetiama ka nina mame ye enti minya akuwa bio ye wetiama ka nina mame Tiamaka, we tiamaka, we tiamaka. Amama te mingo, Yesu. Enti minya, akuwa mio. We tiamaka. Yamaka, what Yamaka, what Yamaka, Amama, yes, Father, we thank you so much, O God, for this morning. We give you all the praise, we give you all the honor. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, hear your word. I pray in the name of Jesus, O Lord, that you give me the utterance, O Lord, to speak, O God, unto your people. We pray in the name of Jesus, let the power, O God, that comes with your word, O Lord, follow this word, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. May we see and feel, O God, and experience, O Lord, you setting us free in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Oh, me pacha wa ma amen ni munye duka krama me. Amen. Hallelujah. Me pacha wa kachire unia watewa nchense Christ shall set you free. Hallelujah. Christ shall set you free. Ewurade bema wo fahodie ewo Yesu Kristo dinemo. Christ shall set you free. There is no freedom if there is no form of captivity. There is no freedom if there is no form of imprisonment or confinement. Fahudie ni ho wobra enkuasom bi emaye. To be captive is to be confined or imprisoned. Imprison a person or an animal. To be confined is to be restrained. unable to escape. In the Bible, the Old Testament, we have some form of captivities. In the Hebrew, it is a form of taking away, being taken away. It is a figurative of a state of a farmer's property being taken away. Or when your children, your family are being taken away. The primitive root to this is called the nude. And it's especially expressing the sense of disgrace, the sense of shame, implying that being captive brings you a sense of shame, a sense of disgrace. Sɛ wohyɛ nkoasom bi mu a ɛde animguaseɛ ba. Ɛno nti na mese ka kyerɛ wo nua a ɔte wo nkyɛn sɛ Kristo bɛma afa ahodeɛ. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, in the Greek, it kind of explains the same thing, that it lead away to be captive or to bring somebody into captivity. And our anchor text tells us, Luke chapter 8, verses 26 to 39, that we just read, and God bless all the Bible readers, of what was going on in the life of this young man. The haunting aspect of Luke's gospel about this particular text is that people were so comfortable with the presence of evil. People here had this man filled with so many demons that his name was called Legion. Luke talks about him as a frightening, dangerous individual. People had to chain him. People had to chain his hands, his feet, and appears in the community that simply took everything away from him. But no one bothered about that. Ebusia eduru ba bi na se wo hye nkoasom bi mu a ya na eye nipa bi ani je ya na nipa bi wo ho mo nya na nkada na wo nkoasom mu na da o menya ho asama ka da o menya ho WhatsApp send. Hallelujah. Wo nkoasom bi mu a ya na eye nipa bi se e ka wo nkono na kan tena sa. It has become so frightening that people are becoming very comfortable with evil things that are happening to others. I am sincerely hoping, send me yam sisemi mami nua esa esa wo wiase nansu Kristo. I am sincerely na wura Kristo. What do you know? Niam Sesino, a man, ever yes, demo. The son Santi Christo, a be you a frimo, ever Jesus, a demo. Ever yes, Christo dinamo. Yeah, when you are in a form of captivity, the things that happens to you are so bad. Captives were treated with great cruelty and indignity. Look at this man, this wonderful man that we just read about.
ẹni tú fú sẹ sẹ bribi asi fie ẹna yẹ frẹm pẹyifu ọsẹ wọn mẹtena asi na yẹ nka asẹm no a wugi di sẹ sa abrantie ya yẹ kan ne ho asẹm wa ha yi yẹ bẹ frẹ ni bi no somebody who is in chains somebody who has been bound nobody is going to recognize him so onko asomwa you are taken by assault the man slain you your woman and your children are carried away and they are brought to places that they don't want to be 22 times in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Israelites found themselves in captivity. Bebre wa yebe fa bomba, eni ono mu yire no mu koye. Ewo Jesus idine mu. Se ya fa usa kuenti bu ya kuenti. Won sesa ubenya yire pa. Won sesa ubenya emma eni mo nyambi. And that was so. Ebusi asima mi kame any brisempa. You are in a form of captivity, and because of that, somebody thinks that would you are yiripadiye kenisa wunya bi. And now would you are madiye? Esan ku asuma uwa munti enka umadiye enko momo nyeri. Again, in captivity, we are exposed to cruel treatment. We have that in Isaiah chapter 13, verses 16. It says, their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled and their wives ravished. We go back to Isaiah chapter 13, verses 18. It says, their bows also shall be dashed the young men to pieces, and they shall have no pity on fruit of the womb. Their eye shall not spare children. Me bom paye wo Jesus Christo dinu mu se. Se kwa ebi so wa koshen kuasum bi mu a. Abusi asaba ya kan mostly is about spiritual confinement, spiritual captivity.
Ahotiana mo wa ye gusuri tutu yi ye dia ye ni chira konkron bia ho enu nti na ya pa ye huachi a ya puya se ni je ni braboni na so ya disre dia ni se e janka ube chwa udia kahini emane ho na sante na se wanu wanyamba Yeni ahuti fwana bo mwasu wa hinchao Anope ya huti anamo wa mikusuri tuti papa Menichure kunkrumbi ya ho Enunti na pa mihuachia Mapuri ase ni jenye bravoni Eja madiswe dia nise Aka ube chwa midia kahini emane ho Na sante na se wanu wanyamba Mini ahuti fwana bo mwasu wa hinchao Enti mi pefa hudia mami kro
Yes, Lord.
Mi pefa hudia mami kro Mi pe ojia mami kro Mi pe tnebia pebio wa mi preye chi Ahuti anamo wa mi kusuri tutu yi Media manitra kunkrumbia and untina mapami wetia. Ma puriasa ni jenny braboni. A radica madistra diani se. Oh, in a ubetro media ka in your manu. Na santana sa wani wanyama. Mini auti fwana boma swahe chano. I me pasum dia mami kro.
I rade my asum je.
Me pa fahu dia mami kro.
I rade my fahu je.
Me pa o dia mami kro. Me pe tsaba pebio.
God bless Amen. You, my sister. The purpose of captivity, I have a few things to mention. I'll run through it. The purpose of captivity is to delay, number one. Abusia, yatihai mi hunu se yadi konson bi atichiro binsa physically. So I am speaking spiritual things, spiritual captivity. It is to delay everything, every promise, everything that the Lord has spoken about you. That enemy puts you into that captivity. What do you say? Question mum. Say the baby idea. Radia can't find one. I bet you. Then so me can't find Christo man. Say Christo oya idea nyano. And now oya tem. I will yes you dem. The second thing, the second purpose of captivity is to divert. To divert things that belongs to you. Divert plans or blessings that belongs to you to other places. Like I said, the third thing is to doubt. Captivity always puts you into a state of doubt. You doubt everything in your life. You doubt everything. The victim do not believe anything. When you hear it. The next one is to discourage. There's always refusal. The victim always refuses to offer. They are forbidding. And wherever there's an opportunity, they are not even recognized. Another point is to defeat. Captivity brings defeat. Victims always defeated in every life situation. Bibi biara don sabe som na jiegu unkuwa ukoya enye ye. There's some captivity somewhere. There's also to disappoint. There's always disappointment. There's always disappointment. And it is also to destroy. Captivity is to destroy who you are. It's to destroy your future. It's to destroy everything that God has given you. Your assignment on earth. Putting you into any form of captivity destroys it. It brings distress. Thank you so much, Mom. And the ninth thing, captivity, is to dump you. The last one is death. Captivity, spiritual captivity, can kill you. Hallelujah. It can kill you. We have the Babylonian captivity.
We have the Assyrian captivity, the Median captivity, the Egyptian type, the Philistine captivity, and the Roman captivity. What is freedom? Freedom! Freedom is to make loose. Freedom is to be free. Hallelujah! Freedom is to be a citizen. Freedom is to be part of the community. Freedom is to be part of the commonwealth. Freedom is to be able to do what God has called you to do. And who can give freedom? Moses pointed out in the cases in which the servants of the Hebrew were to receive their freedom. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 2 to 4. But this kind of freedom is limited. Hallelujah. And then under the Roman law, they were also given, Ignatius was born free, was born a free man. They also gave some form of freedom according to Acts chapter 22, verses 28. Again, that freedom was limited. All over the world, politicians have tried to give freedom. They have tried and tried different forms of freedom. But we can all see, we can all attest that these freedoms are limited. These freedoms are limited. But I bring you the good news in the name of Jesus, of that one man, that man that is able to give you a form of freedom that will last forever in the name of Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is I am that I am. Give you the ultimate freedom in the name of Jesus. How does Jesus give this freedom? He gives this freedom with the word of God. May the word of God that was read here today, bring you freedom in the name of Jesus. Jesus gives freedom with the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, Eradiabasa, Eradiabasa, me bomb payase, Eradiabasa, and modia watch it in the wood, you want you at Nasia, you don't pass over calling him, Eradiabasa, mona sumo, yes, you demo, and I'm uncanny. Hallelujah. Messiah Radiabasa, mona sumo, yes, you demo, no, no, may you be free in the name of Jesus. Jesus gives freedom with the finger of God. Me see, a radin satia, one fan one any, our Jesus Christ, no ye woman, our yes to Christ, or dinama, me see, or boniphobia, or shabby, a country near Masadia Baya, the radidia domopo, a very one, or bole, yamie, found some one any, my yes to Christ, or dinama. Jesus gives freedom with the voice of God. O kasa. Adin yina ye din. E radin kasa ma wo yesu din mo. Me se radin kasa ma wo yesu din mo. He gives freedom with the blood of the lamb. He gives freedom with the blood of the lamb. Christo moja. Christo moja. Christo moja. Christo moja. Christo moja. Christo moja. Sorry wa homine swe. Sorry wa homine swe. Moja e di adansye. Moja e kasamayeno. Moja no ni adansye. Moja no. Emma ufan hudye wa Yesu Christo jenema. He gives freedom with the power of the Holy Spirit through his presence. He gives freedom with anointing in the name of Jesus. And into ye jinaya papa no nyina engusraso ekasa se so bishanku asumwa. Eh, may the anointing of our fathers break you free in the name of Jesus. Me say se me buofu na me kakura enka meka se, may the anointing upon the moderator of PCG break you free in the name of Jesus. He breaks free with apostolic interventions. He breaks free with the silence of God. Hallelujah. Abusia, I am more scared of the silence of God than when he speaks. Se Kristo ye dia, nyami ye dia. Abusia, ya na mi sro. Ese nse radibekasa. Because when he is silent, he's fighting battles that will blow your mind. In the name of Jesus. Me see, when me see na me so for be this asem we hun come on. Asem o catch me say, "Wo see, say say o ye din a en tokwa wo ko no, say o bie en san tokwa na ni ma hu a. Ana o ka san tokwa ni kirewa, wa wo ye mbesi so, o be catch and say radija san tokwa ikuma." Nanso na o hia so o be ko san tokwa na ma o. So the silence of God is also a tool for freedom. And the last one that Jesus does is the angelic assistance. Was my buffo eba ebe you e free nkwasum wo ye bi pobre so me bompa wo yesu dimu nya me buffo bi mesra wo e wo yesu dimu. May an angelic assistance bring you freedom in the name of Jesus. When Jesus breaks you free, you are free from spiritual forces. You are free from demonic barriers. You are free from demonic barricades. You are free from demonic walls. You are free from satanic altars, ancestral spirits, unforgiveness, curses, imprisonment of the mind, demonic limitations, emotional bondage, sexual bondage, physical bondage, organizational bondage, addiction, sicknesses, satanic markers, soul ties, death. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough ceiling glasses in the mighty name of Jesus. When you are free, your destiny is released. Hallelujah. Amen. May say, when you are free, your destiny is released. Say, say, radima ofa hundi ha. When you are free, your children are released. When you are free, your ministry is released. When you are free, you are acquitted and discharged from every evil death sentence. May say, owo bia yahyehye me bompa e wo yesu dim se. May Christ acquit and discharge you from that in the name of Jesus. When you are free, you mount up like eagles. When you are free, you ride on high places. When you are free, you have an increase in your fields. Me say wo no ba ye ye se wo free nko asom a wo no ba ye ye e wo Jesus dim mo. When you are free, you fulfill your assignment on earth. When you are free, every curse is reversed. Every curse is reversed. When you are free, the wealth of the sea will find you. When you are free, you shall prosper and be in good health. When you are free, you will possess your possessions. When you are free, instead of bronze, God will give you gold. In the name of Jesus. When you are free, your borders are enlarged. When you are free, you will be approved where you were rejected. Me see, say Erade, Emma of Ahudia, baby Krona, ye woman. Sabe bi krona ye beji watum e wo yesu di ma a wan kamen wa asem we anyaw de en nti wan kamen me si baby krona ye yi wu ma ye no sabe bi krona ye beji watum. That is an indication of freedom from Christ in the name of Jesus. When you are free, you will be endorsed where you were overlooked. When you are free, your business will come together, your relationships will come together, your family will come together. Everything will work together according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Na dem di wie ne se. Abusia. Aha, e me de se. Liziba. Lizito sa anyum na no pay. We have a great song. Ghana. Erade nam ye maami bi so e ma ye nyoma a song of freedom ah eno ya to ase no enem nua ba lizi to ye woto de mempe se ye beto no. Hallelujah. Wa bubu mempotra wa mama fa mi hu wadi. Look at the words. Fa hu die finku asum. Wa mamenya wo wumo. I say wa jeje me kon. Wa jeje me kon e free. Ma deswa drudru.
To God for the freedom that you have given us. We give you all the praise. Already that was said. So when ye ye come, what did ye come a free at this war a best way our Jesus Christ. Already let this freedom be permanent in the name of Jesus. Let your people testify of this freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. 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 So Jidi said, Christo, Amalfa Hudia, Tiamu Amen Kesiapa. Amen. Hallelujah.